ladies and gentlemen, the time has come once again for another episode of the Random Bush Show. Hi out there, I'm Sean Random, and I co-host this show with Andrew Bushwitz. And this, my friends, is the Random Bush. Enjoy.
Today's episode is brought to us by Sugar, the new crack for children.
I always like when people do like the Wolfman thing where they're like, oh, we're going crazy down here. It's Jack Wolfman and we're just going to break it on down.
Ow!
And they play the music. Bah, 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 bah. They have like the fog horns going on.
Exactly.
And
there's usually like a bunch of shit in the studio. They're like, oh, I'm just going to run my finger through these bells. And then they're like, oh, I'll just slam on this guitar. Ring a bell. Hey, everybody, we got it.
There's lightning in here. Holy cow. There's a horse riding through the studio.
Right.
There's aliens. Wow. Choo, 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 choo. Look out, everybody.
And now here's the new tune from Ricky Sticks.
And then there's always going to be some girl in there, and she's like, oh, yeah. I want to do that kind of with our shit. We'd be like, Random Bush. Like a guy just in the background. Just be like, well, I went to the doctor today.
He went to the doctor.
Hey, Randy, could you stop doing that?
Thank you, Randy, so much. That's Randy, the Random Bush talker.
Yeah, right.
Randy, the Random Bush talker.
What are those guys called that make the different noises? That do like the different
sound effects guy?
I don't know. They're called.
They gotta have
like
audio
a professional
engineer?
Name, like a cool, like, you know, like the guys who work on like the porn ones. They're like, we need some pudding in a boot. Take some pudding in a boot and put your fist in the boot.
I never thought about it. You're absolutely right. It never occurred to me that those sound effects might actually be pudding in a boot.
Yeah, may not. Those slapping sounds? That's just some guy poking. I heard that in Hitchcock.
Wait, what was Psycho. He poking? Hold on, what was he poking?
I don't know. He's just slapping a hot dog. He's just slapping a hot dog against like a raw turkey.
Oh,
he's
right.
He's taking a hot dog and he's just slapping a turkey with it. So you get that nice like...
Okay.
Sound.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was just me patting my. By the way, if anyone confused, that was me just patting my knee, just going, or my thigh, my upper thigh.
No, it isn't. I wish you'd stop.
Right by my
pocket.
Me. Oh, but I was gonna say, you know, in Psycho, the movie Psycho, mm-hmm. The part where she's getting stabbed is actually him stabbing watermelon.
Oh,
he's
is that
stabbing.
The sound?
Yeah, that's the sound. Is like if you take a knife and just stab a watermelon with it, they actually had to take the mics, and he would go and. And stab the watermelon.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I know that in that same scene, the blood that you see is actually chocolate sauce.
Yeah. Yeah, it's chocolate. Yeah. And it's black and white, so it's, you know, you can't really tell. You just know that's like a dark liquid, and you assume, oh, yeah,
you
that's
put it
red,
all together,
red
yeah.
blood. That's kind of how it is.
And now, random thoughts.
Whenever you point at someone, you're pointing back at yourself with three fingers. So now, I accuse with my whole hand, because I don't like misconjection.
The order of intentionality.
First order of intentionality.
Judy thinks Tom has a crush on her.
Second order of intentionality.
Mark thinks Judy thinks Tom has a crush on her.
Third order of intentionality.
Tanya thinks Mark is jealous because he thinks Julie thinks Tom has a crush on her.
Fourth order of intentionality.
Harold's pissed because Tanya's eye-fucking Mark, but she thinks he's jealous because he thinks Judy thinks Tom has a crush on her.
Fifth order of intentionality.
Tom's uncomfortable. Everyone keeps looking at him knowingly. The only thing he knows is Harold's pissed, probably because Tanya is eye-fucking Mark. Mark doesn't even notice this as Mark is seething with jealousy as he stares at Judy. I bet Tanya thinks Mark's jealous because he thinks Judy thinks Tom has a crush on her. Oh, and Tom's gay, so Judy is way off the mark.
This has been the Order of Intentionality.
And now, thoughts from the bush.
Here's my impression of Satan sneezing.
Achoo! Murder people!
Did have a little adventure in finding out, and for the past 2 weeks, I'd been a bus rider. I am a public transportation.
Welcome to my life. Welcome to hell.
And I had to ride on the bus with essentially what I deem bus people. And what a bus person is, in my mind, and I'm not trying to say anything like, oh, people who ride the bus are gross.
No, I hear you. No, they are. Yeah, I get it. We're there. I'm there. We're gross.
But the people who ride the bus, for one reason, various or another, cannot drive a car. They're not allowed to drive a car. Maybe their license was suspended for some unknown reason. Maybe there's some reason why they are now a bus rider. They've been reduced to riding a bus. So
maybe they just never got a license.
Maybe
and they're just working in their city. Okay, maybe that's my problem.
I'm sure that's your case. That's your exact case.
Listen, I never needed one in New York, and now that I'm in LA, I didn't think it was so expansive. Yeah, I should have got one a long time ago. I don't know why. I'm running out of excuses.
It's gonna be fun.
Never had a license ever.
Ever.
I've had a permit a couple of times. It's expired. How many people have renewed a permit?
I was riding the bus. Been riding the bus. Bus is boring.
Yeah.
Super boring. Like, I thought it was going to be fun and exciting. That was maybe the first...
Welcome to the bus! You finally made it! Come on in, pal! You like drinks? I got... What are you into? Come on over to the bar!
No, you're not...
You like ladies? We got pretty ladies on this bus. Drinks? You picked the right bus, my friend.
You know, you're not facing forward. You're kind of facing to the side. You could be like, riding down the bus. Riding down the bus. Here we go. You know, and...
I wish you would sing that song while you were on the bus. Like, hello, bus goers. Riding on the bus. Riding on the bus. Come on, everybody. Riding on the bus.
Here?
Hey. You would get the best looks. I wonder if you could get people to sing along.
I had a long time. I had a hard time figuring out how the hell he knew to stop. I was like, how do you stop this thing? Because it was going,
oh, you
ding.
Didn't. Oh, right.
I had no idea. It would go ding, and the little thing would go, stop requested. And people would get off, and I'd be like, how did he know? I'm like, did we tell him beforehand? Because I told him
like
nothing.
Like, as you're getting on?
Yeah, like, hey,
I need to stop at Wilton and such and such.
I'm going to Wilton. You go to Wilton, right? Yeah,
shit,
okay.
I didn't tell the driver where I need to stop. So I'm just like, along for the ride.
So I'm like sneaking up to go and tell him. I'm like, hey, man, I got to get off at Cherry. And he's like, sit back down. He like yells at me.
I don't give a fuck where you're going.
He's like, sir, don't crowd me. Stay by. There's a, like, he goes, stay behind the yellow line. I'm like, what the hell? There's a yellow line that you can't cross and, like, go talk to him.
I'm aware of the yellow line.
I was like, oh, I didn't know that you can't. I was like, yeah, just go talk to the bus driver. He
Most
was like,
behind
the yellow line. Because I was right up in his face. I was like, whisper, hey, buddy, I didn't tell you this, and I don't want to embarrass myself in front of the other bus goers here, but I want to get off on Cherry, please. Is that okay?
I found, in my experience, most of the bus drivers are pretty approachable. They're generally nice people. You got to stay behind that yellow line. They've got their rules. But as long as you stay behind the yellow line, you just kind of walk, excuse me, driver, how far to Wilshire, or you know, whatever your question is, they're usually all, you know, but every once in a while you get that one driver's like, get in your seat. Yeah. What are you doing? Like, I'm asking you a question because I'm lost. I'm perpetually lost in L.A.
I think I more surprised him than I did anything because I was sneaking. I was sneaking up to him. I was like, ooh, this is embarrassing. I hope they
Boo.
Just...
Hey, by the way.
I was just, excuse me. And he's like, you know,
I'm driving a freaking vehicle here.
You can't be up here. I figured it out. There's like the line, the little fish line that you have to pull down in order to get off, you know, and you pull on that when you want to get off and he stops in the next place. Being someone who loves stories and loves, you know, comedy, I'm like, maybe there's material here.
Sure.
So I'm writing little stories about all the people around me. You know what I mean? I'm going,
okay.
Oh, I'm going, oh, look at this guy right here. Oh, there's this old guy right here. He's a retired cop. And he now, but he had to come out of retirement because his son started doing heroin under the drug lord, the one drug lord he hates and wants to catch above all people. But he's not.
El Puma.
Yeah, El Puma. So now he has to go and take the bus because he killed El Puma with his parole car. Now he has to take the bus, and now he has to pay for his son's heroin addiction recovery, and that's why he takes the bus. You know, little things like that. I'm just making up stuff.
No, I like that.
Yeah.
A long time ago, I used to...
All right, I had this best friend. His name is Darren. He's still a very good friend of mine. We're still best friends, but I just haven't seen him in a little while. We would travel up to where we grew up, which was like Canandaigua, Rochester area, and to see all of our old friends and stuff. And we did this trip often, like almost every weekend. While we were on the 5-hour trip from here to there, you know how when you're on the throughway, you see the same cars over and over again?
Yes.
You pass the same people, and maybe like you stop at a throughway stop so they get ahead of you and you can catch up with them again, or they stop, or whatever. You see the same people over the course of a long time.
Oh, where's Blue Volkswagen? I miss her.
Well, we would come up with these elaborate stories. Like, we'd see people, like once we saw this nun, and she was in this little red Geo, and she's just skipping along, and I'm sure she's a perfectly
a
fine...
real nun? Like, in a habit?
She had the habit. That's
habit.
How we knew she was a nun. She was wearing the habit.
You didn't just assume? Right. Like, she's got a cross
that
on the front.
That woman looks very nice.
She's very nunny looking.
She's got a
she's
very
a
Christian
nunny.
Looking...
She's a nunner. She's
I bet
a
she's married
lady.
To Jesus. But, no, she was
she's
wearing the
picture
whole...
of her husband on the steering wheel.
Well, we came
she's
up with
she's got Obi-Wan Kenobi.
What was my point? Okay, so we came up with this elaborate story that she was actually this woman who had just killed her husband, and she was traveling across country, and she was wearing
Jesus.
The habit as a means to no. She was wearing the habit as a means to like who's gonna pull over a nun? She's getting away with it.
Oh yeah.
But okay, brilliant. So we had that story, and then there was like four or five different cars that we saw over and over again that we just came up with these elaborate stories, and so as we're cruising along, then we see the murderous nun again, and then we see. You know, Bill, who's on his way to his doctor, and he goes to a doctor outside of town because he's embarrassed because of his condition. You know, and then, of course, we had all these ridiculous jokes about his condition, and none of it's real. His name isn't even Bill. But at one point, we stopped at a throughway stop, and Bill was in line in front of us for the Burger King or whatever it was. And so we kind of had to sit there and be like, I don't know if you should eat that, Bill, on account of your medical condition. Meanwhile, this guy's like, my name's Skip. Who the fuck are you? I can eat anything I want.
You see the nun buying trash bags, and you're like, oh, that's to put the pieces of her dead husband
in. Exactly.
Oh,
I see through that habit, lady. You're a murderess.
This is what happened to me on the bus. So up ahead of me, about two rows, there's this little old lady.
Okay.
A sweet little old lady. So, and I say sweet. I don't know her as a person, but she just looks like gravity has taken its toll.
She looks like
her.
The type of lady that would make you cookies.
Yeah, she looks
gotcha.
Like a cookie maker, and she's all leaned over.
Cookie maker. That sounds like a put down. Like, I bet your grandma's a cookie maker, huh? I bet she leaves doors open. She leaves doors open, and she's a cookie maker. I bet she sets alarms at night. She's an alarm setting cookie maker with a door open problem.
Doesn't she look like a cookie maker? That's all. That
sorry, I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, she's a cookie maker.
She's a dirty cookie maker.
And she's got in her arms a bouquet of flowers. And I'm like, oh, who's this for?
Hey.
And of course, my mind goes immediately to the most perverted place. I'm like, oh. She met someone on the internet.
Uh-oh.
She just learned. Her grandchildren taught her how to use the internet, and she's
Grandma's
going.
On
she's going.
Tinder.
Oh yeah, it's a cookie making granny on a D hunt. That's
Uh-oh.
What I thought.
Uh-oh.
That's the first thing that I thought.
No,
and I'm going. Oh, she got on the internet. Her grandkids showed her how
cookie making grandma on the hunt for D.
Some guy for the first time, and she's like, "Oh, I don't know. It's been so long since I've dated. Maybe I'll bring him some flowers." And I'm like, "Ooh,
this poor guy." She posted a picture from like the 1940s.
Yeah.
He doesn't know he's showing up to see grandma.
Well, that's okay because he's 12. That's
okay. Big win. All right.
And that's literally I'm thinking. Oh man, I wonder if someone's conning her. What's going on with that? You know. And I'm going, and I'm just laughing, thinking to myself, you know, oh, she's gonna go and she's gonna get herself some of this young stuff. And then I noticed that I'm like, oh, the flowers, you know.
You may have stumbled onto something here, because he's 12 and she's actually a grandmother. What if we created a Tinder for grandmothers who don't have grandchildren and grandchildren who don't have grandparents? Do you think they could get together in parks and do stuff that's grandparenting?
They could just make cookies. They could just baby them.
Oh,
they'd be
hello,
like,
darling. I made you cookies. Thanks, Grandma.
They're
both getting out of this relationship exactly what they wanted.
She tells him that he's special every day.
Right. This little boy calls her Grandma and looks up to her like, tell me about the Depression, Grandma. Or, you know, like that's what she was. She didn't want to go through the trouble of parenthood. She was too busy. She was a corporate lady. She created, you know, like she did her own thing. And then she got a little older and she realized, oh, I didn't take advantage of my time and I didn't develop a family. And now I'm alone in this old folks home, which is probably quite nice because she has money.
Right.
But she's lonely. And so she gets onto Grandma Tinder and she finds this little boy, Billy, who lost his grandparents when he was only 3.
Grandma Tinder.
We need a better name than
oh
that.
Oh, my God. Grandma Tinder.
Bartender.
We need a better name, but you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
And then little Billy, he needs a grandma in his life. Yeah. He lost his grandmother to a terrible cookie-making accident when he was only younger.
A horrible knitting accident.
Well, she was baking cookies, but his fucked-up uncle was making meth in the next room.
She got caught in the crossfire?
Yeah, the neighborhood didn't know what to think, because on one hand, they were really high from the fumes, but it smelled like cookies.
Yeah.
So they're all like, this is great! I don't feel so good. Oh my God. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
I'm wondering where you're going.
No, that's it. We've gone there.
So, all right.
Okay, I'm sorry. You were saying.
Little old lady. Okay, has her bouquet of flowers. But a bouquet of flowers for like, you know, for like a person. I'm noticing, oh, it's white roses. Someone doesn't carry white roses for a first-time Tinder meet, or maybe they do. I don't know. I don't go on there, but...
Wait, there are white roses?
White roses.
I didn't realize
Where
that.
Where have you been?
I've not in the rose department, apparently.
Yeah, there's white roses. You've never seen a white rose?
I don't have anyone in my life that I love. I'm very narcissistic in that way. I would buy myself roses. No, I'm not. I'm not going to waste the money on roses.
No, there's white roses.
I know that I love me. I don't need to appreciate me in other ways.
There's white roses.
I didn't realize there was white roses. That's, yeah. Okay. All right. I believe you.
Wow. Sorry. She's got the roses, and I'm going, oh, you know, maybe she didn't. Maybe something sad happened. And as soon as I thought maybe something sad happened, I look out to my right and I notice that we're passing like a cemetery.
Okay.
And I look at the old lady and she reaches up pulls on that yellow cord. And the next stop is a bus stop right by the cemetery. And I am watching all of this happen. And she's a character in my head. So I audibly, in front of the entire bus, go, oh, no! And just shout it as loud as I can.
So everybody on the bus looks at you like, who the fuck is this asshole?
Yeah, and I was like, oh. And she just gets up and hobbles off and goes off to place flowers on a grave or wherever she was going.
And she had
to
do that in a hurry because she had a hot date coming up.
She's like, I'm going to put one rose
one
on
rose
there.
One rose for the grave.
And the rest are for, long schlong Timmy... 92.
I would like 13 white roses, please.
Yes.
Really, ma'am? 13? It's complicated.
And we've come to the end of another wonderful episode of The Random Bush Show. Tune in next week for more fun shenanigans.